Michael Bisping.
All right, folks, it is the Conway Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. A quick special report here, everybody. Yeah. We got breaking news. And here with the breaking news is our own Robin, everybody. Robin, what's going on? Who's reporting this? AP, UPI?
Well, this is a very, very urgent report. Just came in through the ticker tape.
All right.
Beginning 11:30:07, this fridge, I believe they're speaking of the one in the common area.
11:30:07,
yes.
That's Friday.
The refrigerator out here in the kitchen, the
yes.
station
okay.
kitchen.
Yes.
All right, what's
this
happening with that
fridge will be completely cleaned out every Friday between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m.
Whoa.
Please remove all your items by 5 p.m. Items can be put back in at 6 p.m. Any items found in this fridge after 5 p.m. will be considered unwanted.
Oh, wait a minute. So you can be here at 5 on a Friday. Day to take your items out and guard them while the refrigerator is cleaned out and then put them back in?
Indeed, what? You should, or they will be discarded.
This station is full of nuts!
Meanwhile, it goes on to say all, and that is in caps, all open items will be tossed out no matter what the date or name, and all unopened items will be removed and left out for the taking.
Well, you know, we should test that. We should get a couple of jars of pickles
and just throw them
and
in
put Bob Moore's name on them. And see if somebody has the balls to throw up Bob Moore's pickles.
Property of president and general manager Bob Moore.
General manager of the station, don't touch these pickles.
You know, some people hear this, they get mad at the engineering department here at the station.
I know.
And then they start
damn
off, huh?
You mother effing sons of bitches!
Hey, it's just food, Dougie. All right.
In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Dougie.
Can we freaking fix this?
You never use the fridge anymore.
God damn, am I getting tired of this?
All right, that's enough. All right, what's what else does that memo say?
Well, I also just want to make sure everyone's aware that no more plastic grocery store-type bags in the fridge will be permitted.
Wait a minute, what's that line again?
No more plastic grocery store-type bags.
Well, isn't that just a plastic grocery bag?
Yes.
I don't know what type. Are somebody making knockoffs of these plastic bags?
Haven't you seen the news lately, Tim?
No, I have not.
Oh,
I guess
no. It's rampant. It's an epidemic here in the Southland.
No plastic style bags.
Right. Paul Majors was talking about it just the other night.
All right. It continues?
Yes, you must remove your items from them before placing them in the fridge. Lunch boxes are okay. So bring your lunchbox. Food items.
Excuse me for just a moment.
It's like third effing grade.
Lunchboxes? What, should I bring my Smurfs lunchbox? That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to wherever you go, CVS, to buy lunchboxes or Kmart or Target. And I'm going to buy like a Star Wars and a Smurfs and a Dukes of Hazzard lunchbox. Or maybe I'll go on eBay and buy like an Eight is Enough or a Partridge Family lunchbox and put it in there. Mm. Jesus, this place is full of kooks.
It goes on.
Food items needed for the weekend or Monday morning show, please indicate this in writing on the item. There will be a chart on the fridge that will indicate if the fridge is clear for you to use before 6 p.m. You are responsible for remembering your items and removing them. We all want a clean place to keep our food. Please do your part.
We all want short memos, too. Can I see
and
that?
That's breaking news, huh? Oh, boy. Breaking news.
Oh, my God. It says on the bottom.
What's it say, Tommy?
It has all the station logos. KNX, Ted Sullivan, has 94.7 The Wave, and us, 97.1 Free FM, the FM talk station, K-Earth, KFWB. And then it says on the bottom, second floor fridges will be handled by Bailey.
They have a refrigerator monitor?
Third floor by Karen.
Wow. Karen who?
Karen Yan.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know that young lady.
Oh, no, I know who she is. She used to take care of the fridges over at Coast.
Oh, and she moved over here to do the fridges here?
Yeah. And she had the Coast, KFI, and I believe she had like a ESPN. She did the fridges for them for a while.
Oh, she
She's
did.
Good.
She's good fridge.
Oh, yeah.
Good fridge gal.
She gets there exactly at about 5 minutes to five, wipes out that fridge.
Do you mind?
Yeah, go ahead. What the hell? There it goes. Big refrigerator problem around here.
Hold on.
Who puts anything into that rat's nest? I'd like to get somebody who, like from the CDC, and see how many different bacterias are in that fridge. There's probably staphylococcus. There's probably feces. Probably all kinds of crap in there. I don't know if that's enough.
All fecal matter will be removed by 5 p.m. and restocked at 6 p.m. All right. Welcome to the fifth grade, everybody.
And that's breaking news, everybody. Look at that. All right.
There you go. You know what it is? It's the tryptophan, because Jerry had a lot of turkey this weekend, and, you know, they have tryptophan in there. It makes you sleepy.
Yeah, I think he was running to the fridge to see if his crap was still there. All right, it's time for News with Robin, everybody.
No.
I couldn't believe it.
Live.
And said my mace. I was like, no mace. No, I do that for friend, but.
Late breaking.
It's JLD.
From the 97.1 News Desk. Here's Robin.
Got I got some snow?
Yeah. All right. What's in the news, Robin?
Well, first, late crocodile hunter Steve Irwin's daughter, Bindi Irwin, is launching a new career as a rapper.
Oh, oh God. Cool. Oh, no, it's not.
Yes.
No, it's not. No, it's
not. How old is she?
She is 9 years old.
It's about time.
Indeed, it is. The 9-year-old will release her debut hip-hop single, Trouble in the Jungle, next month. And here we have a few cover tracks she did. So here's a few clips from Little Bindi's new album. First one is I-41.
All right. Bindi, Crocodile, Bindi Hunter, what's her?
Bindi Irwin.
Bindi Irwin. All right, here we go.
Give it to me now. I'm gonna lick, 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 lick you from your head to your toe. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. And I wanna, I make it so good you don't wanna leave. But I gotta, well, what's your fantasy? I wanna lick, 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 lick you from your head to your toe. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. And I wanna, I make it so good you don't wanna leave. But I gotta, well, what's your fantasy? I wanna get you in the Georgia Dome on the 50-yard line where the dirty bird skates the tree. And if you like it in the club, we can do it in the DJ booth on the back of the VIP.
Right.
I tell you, Terry and I are so proud of Bindi.
Oh.
She busts out some mad rhymes. She wants to lick you from your head to your toes.
If my daughter did that, I'd be swimming with those stingrays. Oh, Bobbo. He's probably so happy he split.
Bindi started busting out some rhymes, so I went right for that stingray, hoping it would pierce my ticker.
Jesus Christ.
I apologize. In the holiday season, that was wrong.
All right.
And I'm sorry.
Robin, what's the market for this? Other nine-year-olds?
I believe it's other 9-year-old girls is her market so far.
Yeah, probably like the girls who like the Spice Girls.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Hannah Montana.
Right.
And we actually have one more clip from Little Bindi. I-42.
All right, here we go.
I said, ip, op, you don't stop a rocket to the bang, bang boogie. Said, up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie, the beat. Now, what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. See, I am Bindi Irwin. I'd like to say hello to the crocs, to the birds, to the ducks, to the geese, and the rays that kill my daddy-o.
Oh, no.
All right. Bindi Irwin, 9-year-old rapper.
Now, what you hear is not a test. Bindi's rapping to the beat.
Jesus, they're going to go through every one of those crocodile dollars by the time she's 12.
Well, you know what my fear is now?
No crocodile money left by the time she's a teenager.
I have a fear. My fear is that now that there's not a father figure.
There's no more crocodile hunting money coming in.
Well, sure, that dried up, yeah.
It's over.
I think that he left probably some money. You would think that.
Yeah, but don't chew it up, you know? There's no more shows.
Right.
It's like the bounty hunter. I mean, where does he go? I mean, he's now lost his show.
Yeah, I wouldn't compare them. I mean, Dwayne Chapman, I think, committed a...
But it's a real niche market. I mean, does Dwayne now go to Fox? Is Fox going to give him a shot now? NBC?
I think everybody deserves a second chance, and I think, you know, look, Mark Furman got a second chance. You heard the tapes of him using the N-word.
Yeah, but he doesn't have his own show. I mean, this guy is...
He practically does. He's always on...
I would save some of the crocodile money and not blow it on pressing CDs for the 9-year-old.
Do me a favor, Terry. If anything should ever happen to me out in the wild, like if I should get stung by a stingray or one of these crocs comes right up behind me, those big choppers, he's a hungry guy, takes me right inside him. Make sure Bindi doesn't totally slut out and become a rap star.
Jesus Christ.
I feel bad for him. God rest his soul. And now the daughter is... And you know what comes after the rapping.
Oh, yeah. Stripping.
The effing!
Yes. Here's the tape. Oh, Bubba. All right. Anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes, a man has admitted attacking a stranger who told him he looked like American Idol judge Simon Cowell.
Wow.
45-year-old Anthony Calvert punched 19-year-old student Adam Davies 5 times in the face in an English pub when Davies accused Calvert of being the infamous Mr. Cowell. And we have audio of the account, S12.
All right, so the guy who looks like Simon Cowell got his ass kicked.
No, actually, he did
kicked
some
ass kicking.
Yeah.
Oh,
he did.
Not appreciate
that's
pretty
that.
Cool. All right, here we go.
Oh, my God, it's Simon Cowell.
I am not Simon Cowell.
Simon Cowell
is absolutely awful.
Simon, can I be on the show?
No.
On American Idol, I could sing really good.
You are totally, totally irritating. You've gone from torturous to murderous.
Simon, just listen to me sing. Listen. And I would do anything for love.
I'm absolutely going to punch you in the face.
No.
Here you are. Oh, you bastard. That was an absolutely awful reaction to a wonderful left jab.
Simon.
You are totally, totally awful.
All
I
right.
hope that bleeding never stops.
All right.
I saw a promo.
Jerry, you got a pen?
What?
Jerry, you got a pen?
Yeah, I got
All
my
right.
one right here.
Write this down. 323.
I did okay, right?
Yeah, you were fine.
Thanks.
323.
323.
934.
934-4747. 4747.
Yeah, that's the Groundlings. they offer classes.
Right.
There's a Groundlings school for improv. Tickets and information can be, you can call the box office.
Well,
but slide in there, my brother.
But you know, Tim,
all right, dude.
In fairness to Jerry,
I'll call him up.
Maybe I'm partly responsible. Maybe my performance was subpar and I
don't know. Let me listen to that a little bit of it again.
Oh my God, it's Simon Cowell.
I am not Simon Cowell.
No, Simon Cowell
is absolutely awful.
Simon, can I be on the show?
No.
On American Idol, I could sing really good.
You are totally, totally irritating. You've gone from torturous to murderous.
Simon, just listen to me sing. Listen. And I would do anything for love.
All right. That's
yeah, it's
we
Jerry's.
Get the point.
Yeah, Jerry screwed it up. It was
All
not
right.
me. By the way, I saw a promo for American Idol where they're showing this. I watch a lot of television in Las Vegas. I did something I never
what?
Do. You know what? I did. I watched movies and like regular movies, not the porn.
In the room?
Yes. I watched 2 movies. I watched Superbad, which our very own Jerry Wachowski is in. He looks like
what
that.
What are you, 90? Were you in a wheelchair?
I'm in the wheelchair.
It's not available.
Oh, not available now.
I watched Superbad, and I watched Sicko by your friend Michael Moore.
Great way to spend a night in the Bellagio.
But there was a promo for American Idol, and it shows a girl who's like really bad. She's singing, and she's like, I forget what song she was singing, and they cut to Simon, and he goes, you've gone from torturous to murderous. Please get out.
I can't believe
it's great.
That you're up, you're in at the Bellagio Hotel
yeah.
in a suite.
Yeah, very nice suite. You should have seen
600
that.
Bucks a night, right?
Well, Tim?
North of that?
Well.
All right. And you're watching a documentary on the healthcare system in the United States?
No, well, you know, I like to be informed. So when the gambling's done and the eating is done and I'm laying in the bed and I flip on that television in the room and I look, you know, for the movies, regular movies, mainstream movies. Usually I watch porn, but not this time. And it said, available, Sicko by Michael Moore. I said, oh, gosh, I haven't seen that. And you know what? I know you'll disagree with me and we got to get back to Robin.
I haven't seen it.
But
he's got a point, socialized medicine.
Well, you know, I'm not ready to move to Canada, but...
All right.
When you watch it, Tim, you kind of think, whoa, they got some different...
Whoa.
They have some different systems going on in different countries that...
Yeah, and they all come here for their major surgeries, so F them. All right, anything else in the news, Rob?
I think you should see the movie.
All I know is that any time like the president of Chile or Brazil gets sick, they always come to Cedars-Sinai.
Well, you remember the Shah of Iran.
Yeah, anytime somebody's sick around the world, they come over here.
But I think you should watch the movie.
All right. Anything else in the news, Rob?
Yes, British tabloid News of the World claims Britney Spears is planning to adopt a baby from China. The newspaper reports, yes, that Britney has decided to adopt the tot from China in a frantic bid to fill the void left by losing her son.
Well, you know, she's done so well with her own kids.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
She should. You know,
it's time to give her a couple more. We have exclusive audio of Ms. Spears' trip to the adoption agency where she tried to be as incognito as possible. B28.
I'll give $1,000 to your favorite charity if the term, hey, y'all, does not appear in this.
Okay. Good afternoon, ma'am. How can I help you?
Hi, y'all. I was interested in adopting, like, a little Chinese baby, y'all.
Okay. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Brittany. My name is Sydney Breers, y'all.
Okay, Miss Breers, and what is your occupation?
I'm a professional people happy maker, y'all.
Okay, are you single, married, divorced?
I am currently single. Last relationship didn't work out, y'all. So can I have my baby?
And we still got to go through a bunch of...
Oh, my God, that little one on the wall, he's so cute, y'all. Is he already taken? What's his name? I want... Oh, my God, that would be so cute. That's Zanwoo Shin Spears. Oh, my God, y'all, I want that one.
That's my wife's baby.
How much for him, y'all?
It's a busy adoption center.
What a bad break. You're adopted in China from a chick in the United States, and they say, well, she's a huge celebrity with tons of money, and it turns out it's that nut.
I think any background check would probably exclude her at this point in her life.
I would think so. Yeah.
At least at this point. I mean, everybody's entitled to, pull it together. But
boom. All right. Anything else? That's it, right, Robin?
Well, one more thing. Very big announcement. Rumor has it that the Jackson 5 are going to reunite for a tour. It's been said that doing a reunion tour will pull Michael Jackson out of financial ruin. And when questioned Jesus about Christ. This in a phone interview, the King of Pop had this to say, J55.
J55, the Jackson 5 are coming back. Can you feel it? Can you feel
it? Can you feel it? I'm so excited. It's going to be so wonderful. All of my family's coming back to perform. Jermaine, who I love, Pito, Marlon, Donnie, Marie, Zach, Isaac, Taylor.
No.
They're all coming back. Matt and Gunnar. No, they're wonderful. Shama.
I think some of those siblings
are not his brothers, yeah, or sisters. Yeah.
Do you know who Matt and Gunnar are?
I do. Yeah, they're the they used to have.
You remember them?
They used to be. They had a cartoon show.
Well, they also had a number one hit in like
the
19
blonde-haired kids. What were they?
The Nelsons. The
Nelsons.
The son of Ricky Nelson.
Oh,
sons
right,
of Ricky
right,
Nelson.
Right, yeah.
What was their song in 1990? What was Matt and Gunnar?
You know, Jason Sulaco used to work on the show. It was a major fan.
Are you kidding me?
I swear to you.
Oh, this is it's Matt and Gunnar all the way to number one at Kiss FM. Here she comes. I remember it now. Just like an angel. Seems
like forever that she's right. Been
on my I think that's enough.
There you go.
Actually, the hook is not too bad.
No, I think it was pretty good.
You want to hear it on the way out?
Sure. All right, this is the Conway Women Show. I'm sorry, anything else in the news, Robin?
That's what's happening.
All right. That is it, everybody. Rick D is to introduce the Nelson, everybody. It's Conway Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM.
Oh, they are so talented with that long blonde hair, Matt and Gunnar. They are Nelson. Here she comes. Just like an angel. Seems like forever that she's been on my mind. Nothing has changed. She thinks I'm a waste of her time.
Understands my desire.